This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. New satellite images appear to show mass graves near Mariupol in southern Ukraine. Local officials accuse Russia of burying thousands of civilians there, trying to hide their military crimes, says Mariupol's mayor. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Satellite images released by Maxar Technologies show what the company says are more than 200 mass graves in Manas, a town outside Mariupol, where Ukrainian officials say the Russians have buried as many as 9,000 civilians killed in the fighting. The images show long rows of graves stretching away from an existing cemetery. Mariupol's mayor, Vadim Wachenko, calls the graves a new Baba Yar, a reference to the site of multiple Nazi massacres in which nearly 34,000 Ukrainian Jews were killed in 1941. I'm Tim McGuire.
The New York Times has posted audio of House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy telling colleagues shortly after the U.S. Capitol insurrection that he would urge then-President Trump to resign. The AP's Norman Hall.
The Times reported that the audio was a recording of a January 10th conversation among House GOP leaders discussing the Democratic effort to impeach President Trump. Leader McCarthy is heard telling the other lawmakers that he would tell Trump that an impeachment would likely pass and that he would recommend that the president should resign. After the Times published the story describing the conversation earlier Thursday, McCarthy had released a statement calling it totally false and wrong.
Firefighters are battling wildfires in the Southwest. More than 500 firefighters are manning lines in Arizona and New Mexico. Philadelphia is ending its indoor mask mandate just days after reinstating it. The price of gas is up 5 cents in a week. It's $4.12 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. CNN is shutting down its streaming service less than a month after its launch. The AP's Jennifer King.
CNN Plus, the news network streaming service, will shut down on April 30th, just 1 month after it started, leaving hundreds of journalists, technicians, and new media hires out of a paycheck in 90 days if they don't get absorbed by the network or website. The venture was charging customers $5.99 a month in a market that has exploded with competition and had attracted some top media talent, including Casey Hunt from NBC, Chris Wallace from Fox News, and food media star Allison Roman. Parent company AT&T spun off Warner Media in a merger with Discovery this month, just 2 weeks after the launch, and the new company, Warner Brothers Discovery, says it wants a simpler and more sustainable model, housing all their brands under one streaming service. I'm Jennifer King.
The number of Americans collecting unemployment last week fell to its lowest level in more than 50 years. Fewer than 1.5 million Americans were collecting unemployment for the week of April 9th. That from the Labor Department. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.